up.
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Kia ora, kia ora.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, it is nice to have you in the studio today. I am regretting only having a banana in my bag. Because
Not even in your tummy.
Not in my tummy yet.
Oh, no.
No. I've only got a banana to eat this morning because we're about to talk about the ultimate summer situation. What is it?
I'm going to talk a little bit about barbecuing.
Excellent.
Ooh. Yeah, we're just going to, I think it's a really big topic, but we're going to talk about two little things.
Cool.
I reckon.
Sounds good.
Barbecuing.
I feel like barbecuing can be a touch intimidating if you've not done it before or you didn't grow up doing it.
Yeah, and you're often cooking for like 10 people.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
So that's extra.
So they're
extra
like, how
stress.
Are you going there? How's that looking over there?
Is that burning? Is that meant to be on fire? Yeah, same. It's intimidating.
It is.
But I've got a couple of really easy things that I like to do. One is, we're going to start on my favourite part.
All right, perfect.
The Japanese hibachi grill.
Yes.
So they're a tiny little Japanese barbecue, and it's often done tabletop, and this is really good if you've got an outside area.
Mm.
And you can cook all types of things on these. It doesn't have to just be, you know, yakitori or whatever would be kind of more traditional skewers and stuff. But Little Barbecue NZ, I think their Instagram handle is Little Barbecue World. They bring in Japanese barbecues, and they also do really high quality charcoal.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
See, I was going to say, I know pretty much nothing about barbecuing and absolutely nothing about charcoal barbecuing, so I wouldn't even know that there's a difference in charcoal that you can get for your barbecue situation.
Yeah, I didn't really know either. I'm novice, for sure. Mm. But I bought some charcoal from Little Barbecue NZ, and I also bought some charcoal things from the warehouse once.
Cool.
And they are two different worlds
okay.
of charcoaling.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So the charcoal that I bought from Little Barbecue is whole wood. So it's really dense and it cooks really slowly and really hot.
Yum.
And you only need a small amount. It is more expensive, but it also imparts a really beautiful flavour in the food, like a kind of light smoke, I guess, charcoal smoke. We all know what that is. Delicious.
a good
but,
time.
Yeah, the cheaper stuff really just was not the same. Wouldn't recommend.
So what kind of stuff do you chuck on your barbecue? What's the sort of go-to in your house?
Well, we like to do, make a whole bunch of skewers. So the yakitori is a fave. So chicken thighs and spring onions. You soak your wooden skewers for like an hour in water.
Is that so they don't catch fire?
Yeah, that's nice. Exactly.
See,
right.
This is the one thing I have learnt the hard way. Soak those skewers, folks.
Yeah,
don't be like Rachel.
But you can chuck whole mushrooms on, prawns.
Yum.
Really delicious thing to do with leftover sushi rice is a yaki onigiri, which is like a little rice ball.
Yum.
And you grill that, and you have
you
to
grill it on the barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you get it to, I mean, I know sushi rice is sticky, but how do you get it to not just all disintegrate and fall into the barbecue?
Yeah.
this is what I'd be worried about.
There's a little mesh that you put on top of the hibachi barbecues. And you make a tare, which is like a sweet soy concoction, and you brush it over pretty much everything on the barbecue.
Excellent.
I've got a good recipe for it. It's just half a cup of soy, a quarter of a cup of sugar, a quarter of a cup of sake, and a quarter of a cup of mirin.
Oh, that's
and
easy.
You just simmer it down for like 8 to 10 minutes, and you just keep it close to your barbecue and you just brush it on everything. It makes it sticky and sweet.
Yum.
And delicious.
That sounds
so
awesome.
Good.
Yeah. So you can make these other things on a small barbecue as well, but super easy to do on a traditional grill. One is corn in the husk.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is a favourite of mine.
Yeah.
I love
tips
it.
On this because I mess it up every summer and then I don't try it again because I've messed it up.
Yeah, I think it always takes longer than you think it's going to is one tip that I would give. But basically you just trim the little, you get your whole horn...
The whole horn.
Sorry, I have not got to the bottom of my coffee this morning. I apologise, listeners. You trim the ends of the corn with some scissors.
So the fluffy bits.
The like silk part. And you soak the corn in water for maybe an hour. This is a hot tip for you, Tess.
Oh, nice.
And then you just grill it on like a medium heat mm-hmm. for about 25 minutes and just rotating it.
So does soaking it in the water make it absorb a lot of moisture and then it steams?
A little bit, but yeah, also right. The whole husk doesn't just burn on you.
Oh, yeah.
Again,
that's
fire risks.
Yeah.
Fire risks.
And that corn is really good. My favourite thing to cook on a barbecue is skirt steak tacos with a burnt salsa.
Yum.
Quickly, this the salsa.
Sounds very good. Please tell me more.
Okay, so basically it's really easy. You just take one whole red onion, I'd cut it in half, do the same with a white onion, two capsicums, keep them whole, one bulb of garlic. You could wrap this in tin foil because it does burn easily. Four large tomatoes, two chilies, and you just pretty much just chuck them onto the grill, no oil, nothing, and burn them.
Excellent. Yeah. I can do that.
We can all do
this
that.
Is in my wheelhouse of cooking ability. Here we go.
Yeah, so charcoal the char the outside. Obviously don't like catch it on fire or whatever. and then you basically put everything into a bowl and I would cover it with a tea towel and kind of let it steam a little bit. And then you would peel most of the outer layer of the charcoal-y bits off. Mm-hmm. But good to leave some on as well. Mm. Chuck all of that stuff in a blender, take the seeds out of the capsicum. And with heaps of lemon or lime, some salt, pepper, and coriander, splits it.
Yum.
And that makes a really delicious salsa for just about everything.
That sounds really good. I'm definitely going to give that one a try. It sounds kind of like something I can achieve.
We've had two charcoal texts that I'll just read out. So one says hardwood charcoal is better as it lasts longer, and then they said South African charcoal seems better.
Oh, awesome.
They said remember hardwood just refers to the seed being covered with a hard cover. I don't know what that means.
But sounds technical.
And then the other text we got in it says charcoal is the best. Shout outs to charcoal. The small rectangular Webers are awesome to use. I cook on it all the time. And then thanks for the fancy charcoal tip.
There you go.
Nice,
thanks, Mike.
Nice.
Someone else has got a corn situation. Leave the husk on, let the water run down the insides from the open end. And then you can microwave it a little bit and chuck it on the barbecue to like just speed it up if you haven't got all the time in the world. That's kind of a hot tip.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
But I was just thinking about how at Christmas time, the barbecue just becomes the main focus of attention because, you know, like Boxing Day and you're very full, but you're still eating and you can't be bothered to actually cook. So just everything goes on the barbecue.
Yes.
Slices of ham. Slices of ham on the barbecue.
Everything goes on the barbecue. That's very good. Have you got one last good one for us?
So that salsa, you set it aside, and my favourite thing to have it with is skirt steak and corn tacos. So skirt steak just is quite affordable, and it's really delicious. You just cook it on a high heat, make sure it's well rested. I think like a large piece that would maybe be like 700 grams or something would probably only set you back about $15, maybe.
Oh, that'd feed a lot of people too.
A lot, yeah. So just salt it well, grill it to kind of medium rare, and then just let it rest for a good, maybe I would say 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then you would slice it against the grain, have that with some lettuce, some of that yum corn, the salsa, a little bit of feta is really nice as well.
Oh, cool.
And it's just a really easy way to feed a whole bunch of people on a barbie.
Nice.
That is a really good tip.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that, Nat.
Welcome.
Feeling summery now.
Feeling
truly hungry.
Truly hungry.
Time
to get
point.
That banana out.
Yeah. Oh no. Actually, I would like to know from people what is the weirdest thing you've ever cooked on a barbecue. Please text it into 5395.
Were you just thinking about grilling your banana?
Well, I have done that before. Have you ever grilled a banana? You like wrap it up in tin foil and you chuck a bunch of chocolate in it,
and then
you sort of like stick it. You like unpeel the banana a bit, chuck a bunch of chocolate in the peel. Put the peel back together, wrap it in tin foil, and chuck it in the barbecue.
I don't know about this.
That sounds great.
It sounds like so mean, honestly.
Something you would let your kids do.
This is a childhood situation. Yeah. It was a camping one.
Someone's just texted in the word snarlers.
Snarlers.
That's just a classic. Thank you very much, Nat.
Thank you.
Mm. that hit the spot?
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.